We're going to shift gears a little bit here, and that we're going to discuss about a project that is going at the University of Puerto Rico. So we're going to be dealing with Latino workers now. And I'm very happy to disclose I don't have any financial interests or any type of relationships to disclose in this presentation. And what I would like is to offer an update on the University of Puerto Rico study on the anthropomedical industrial workers. And I would like to provide an overview through a profile regarding, of the United States population and the workforce trends that we have been observing for the past decade. Also to present some supporting documentation showing that a universal, that Latino or Hispanic classification on the anthropometric measurements is an adequate way of organizing this type of population cohorts, as well as discussing the implications of the poor representations of Latino in anthropometric databases. This profile is based on information obtained from the Ancestry 2000 publication by the Census Bureau in 2000, and the Department of Labor Occupation Outlook published in 2006. Highlights of these population trends are the fact that in the last 20 years, we have experienced the largest migratory wave in history. We are calculating 900,000 migrants per year. The customs report around 34.7 million of individuals born outside the United States. And 7 million of those are speculated to be illegal aliens. And the census reports are 3 to 5% increase on an annual basis since 1988 among Latin as well as Asian populations. So we're looking at the type of changes in our population, the composition of our, the population of the United States that is going to have a direct impact in the changes in labor force and the composition of this participation. In this chart, which is taken from the Occupational Outlook of 2006, we can observe that the percent represented in the labor force by race, which is these first four bars here, and by ethnic origin, and how they compare with the projection that we have for 2014. The blue bar being the 2004 direct percentage, and the yellow being the 2014 projection. As we can see, there has been an increase in terms of the projection when we look at this by race among the black cohorts as well as the Asian cohorts. When we look at ethnicity as our criteria for understanding these type of changes, we identify that the cohorts describing the Hispanic origin is the one with the bigger increase. One of these, one of the things that we need to look at is first whether this type of relationship lead us to what type of criteria is best to understand the changes in our labor force, whether we should go by race or whether we should go by ethnic origins, which is one of the arguments that we have very much in this study when we argue about what type of criteria to use to organize these type of populations. So we look at where these type of employees are welcome. We're being concentrating. And we have a direct impact in terms of the type of labor and economic sectors where this type of population is being concentrated. If we look at, for example, changes by sector, specifically in the goods producing industry, we can we see that in terms of the percent change, the one sector that have been observing an increase is the construction sector compared to decline in the manufacturing, agriculture, and mining sectors. And this is all information from the United States. In terms of projection, we see the same type of a sector having, keeping that, you know, increase in terms of the labor that is being used. The same type of pattern is followed by the service sector. So we look at an increase in the type of Latino cohort based on the, what the census is identifying, and then concentration of this type of population in the construction and service sectors. We know that we have this sustained immigration pattern from the Latin American countries that are leading to an increased concentration of workers from these countries in the construction and service sectors. So the Department of Labor also identified this cohort, this population cohort in these two sectors exhibiting an excess of injuries. So we're looking at this type of profile, and when we move into some research in the literature, we identify that there have been some gaps in terms of how we understand these type of processes and the impact that they have in terms of preventing, identifying mediums that, can prevent the injuries among these type of the population. We ask ourselves whether we have a work environment that is suited to actually accept this type of population and develop or design workspaces, work areas that can accommodate to their specific requirements or capabilities. The University of Puerto Rico study looked at some of the gaps that we have been identifying in terms of understanding how to deal with the requirements of these populations, and we start looking at this problem from the type of the body dimensions or the anthropometric aspect of the problem. And this is some of the areas that we look at and some of the different type of perspective that have been used to identify differences in terms of anthropometric measurements and changes or differences in terms of body dimensions. And some of the studies have been looking at the body mass index to identify and, or compare among ethnic groups. Some of the study looks at how to identify characteristics and how to group characteristics so we can actually make comparisons across different type of cohorts. Some of the studies, the majority of the studies that were evaluated have very small sample sizes, so the generalizations that are done are a little bit, you know, cannot be extended to all of the groups that we're looking at. And we have also looked at studies that actually try to relate body size and body segment measurements with the different occupational groups, trying to understand what type of things we can do to improve these work areas and reduce this ergonomic, this type of injuries, which actually is one of the objectives of ergonomic processes, to adapt the workspace, the work area, to the person that is performing the work and the tasks. The University of Puerto Rico study outcome will be a database comprised of Latino workers that will help to understand the characteristics in the design of workplaces. And one of the things that we're trying to accomplish with this study is to first use an homogeneous type of sample to be able to identify what type of strategies we could use. And in the second place is one of the few studies that actually look at industrial population as the type of cases that have been looked into this database. In order to describe some of the databases that we have been looking at as part of the literature review, we look at the HHANES, which is the Hispanic Health Nutrition Examination Survey. We also look at CSER, which is the Civilian American and European Surface Anthropometric Research. We look at ANSWER, which is the Army Anthropometric Survey, SIZE USA, which is the National Sizing Survey, and we have the University of Puerto Rico study. I would like very briefly to go over what each of these studies use and the type of protocol they follow so you can have an idea on what type of information is being used right now to develop this type of work design or redesign, what type of criteria is, where the criteria is coming from. For the Hispanic HHANES, which was developed in the 82 to 84, 5,551 civilians were used, and this is the sample size of this study. They divided the Latino cohort or the Hispanic cohort among Mexican-American, Puerto Rican, and Cuban-American. This was a survey that was developed directly for Hispanics, so all of the sample actually represented Hispanic. The CSER database from 98 to 2000 included 51 Latinos out of 2,500 civilians that were surveyed, and those 51s were sort of divided in the Mexican American, Puerto Rican, Cuban Americans, and other Spanish or Hispanic ethnicity. The ANSWER, which is was developed from 87 to 88, had a Latino representation of 1,372 cases out of 9,000 or a little bit more military sample, and they divided their Latino cohort between Mexican Americans, Puerto Rican, Cuban Americans, and other Spanish or Hispanic background. And the SIZE USA, which has been the latest study from 2003 to 2004, used a 400 sample size out of 10,500 civilians, dividing the Latino sample into Mexican Americans and other Spanish and Hispanic cohorts. So we have, these are the biggest and the leading databases that we are using right now in terms of design our workplaces. We have on one side a growing Latino sector coming into the workforce, changing dramatically the composition of this workforce, and the type of databases that we're using to design those work areas have a dramatic lack of Latino representation in terms of the type of dimensions that are using to develop these engineering criteria. Some of the specific aims of the University of Puerto Rico study is to compare the ANSWER database specifically with the information that has been collected out of this study and determine what are the significant differences in terms of body dimensions. We also would like to determine the impact of using incorrect anthropometric measures in the execution of this task. The reason why we decided to go with ANSWER, oh, I'm sorry, let me just describe what the Puerto Rican, the University of Puerto Rico study is dealing. We have been working on this study since 2003. we our goal was to reach 2,000 cases. As I mentioned, we are on the verge of just getting to that goal in terms of our sample size, and that these are is a sample of workers, Puerto Rican workers living in Puerto Rico. And we think that the contribution of this type of database deals with making sure that we can get the information from Latinos that are born and raised in the in Puerto Rico. Okay. One of the reasons why we look at, and I need to change, that we look and we decided to go with a comparison of the answer. This is a description of all of the different body dimensions that usually describe what a task is done that goes into determine how much effort is going to go into a task that is performed by an individual. The variables have been selected out of literature review recommendations dealing with the specific body dimensions that are used in a representation of different industrial tasks. If you look at the first column, this is the column that identified how many of these variables are being measured by the University of Puerto Rico study compared with, for example, the CSER database, which you know, only targets some of these variables. ANSWER is the database that is more complete in terms of a coverage of these variables. The H. Haynes, which is a fantastic database with over 5,000 cases, unfortunately only tackles three of these dimensions. So even though it's a great database, mainly dealing with nutritional factors in terms of anthropometric data, is a little bit limited. As well as Size USA, which was the more recent one, only identified some or accommodate some of these body dimensions. So one of the things that we want to do is to be able to use ANSWER, which even though it's a military database, could help us determine whether in fact there are significant differences between the population, the military population, and the industrial populations. And if you look at just lifestyles on each of the two populations, you can start imagining intuitively that there actually, in fact, is going to be a big difference between the two. So to this point, this is where we are. This is a protocol that we use. The as I mentioned, we are on the verge of achieving the sample size that we feel is going to provide a robust some power into the generalizations that we could make. And these are the type of activities that we believe are going to help us respond to some of our research questions. Specifically, we are looking at the comparison within Puerto Ricans on this study. We would like to know whether, in fact, there are differences, significant differences within the island of Puerto Rico based on geographical areas. Our heritage, depending on the, what side of the island you're looking at, have more African-American characteristics than Spanish characteristics. So we want to identify whether within the same geographic, island, within the same country, whether we can identify any type of changes or significant differences in terms of these body dimensions. In terms of comparisons of the Puerto Rican study and the ANSWER study, we would like to go about identifying where we are in terms of how the work areas are being designed right now and how much we will need to change them to accommodate for this type of population. So we're looking at comparison between the UPR study and the African American sample within ANSWER. We're looking at the UPR study with the Puerto Ricans that are included in ANSWER. And again, these are all military personnel. And we're looking at the study comparison with the Mexican Americans. We are also going to look at a comparison of that database with a Mexican database from Mexico. In terms of the body dimension, this study in comparison with the other databases actually have a self-reported area. So we are, in addition of measuring these individuals, we're asking them to fill out a form where they will self-report some symptoms, and hopefully that will allow us to identify any type of relationship between the body dimensions and the type of symptomology that they may have been experienced right now due to the type of task performance and the workspace where they perform this task. So these are the activities that are where we're headed once we finalize the data collection, and hopefully we'll be able to shed some light in terms of what type of things need to be performed in our workplaces to accommodate to that projection that for 2014 in terms of the composition of our labor force. Questions? Okay. Let me get this out.